And guess what? I dreamed about cantaloupe. Well, I dreamed about a school picnic I went to way back when I was 7 years old. There were hot dogs and hamburgers and soda pop and potato chips and watermelon and cantaloupe. I ate like 7 pieces of cantaloupe. My hands and face were way sticky and sweet. I'd eaten so much cantaloupe that I'd turned into a cantaloupe. Well, I finished my lunch and I ran around the playground laughing and screaming when I felt this tickle on my cheek. I reached up to scratch my face and squished the wasp that had been sucking sugar off my cheek. Have you ever been stung in the face? Well, I have. And that's why I hate cantaloupe. So I woke up from this dream, this nightmare, just as my dad drove the car up to our house. "We're here," he said. "My sister is dead," I said. "Yes." "I was hoping I dreamed that," I said.
"Me too."
"I dreamed about that time I got stung by the wasp," I said. "I remember that," Dad said. "We had to take you to the hospital." "I thought I was going to die." "We were scared too." My dad started to cry. Not big tears, just little ones. He breathed deep and tried to stop them. I guess he wanted to be strong in front of his son. But it didn't work. He kept crying. I didn't cry. I reached out, wiped the tears off my father's face, and tasted them. Salty. "I love you," he said. Wow. He hardly ever said that to me. "I love you too," I said. I never said that to him. We walked into the house. My mom was curled into a ball on the couch. There were like 25 or 30 cousins there, eating all of our food. Somebody dies and people eat your food. Funny how that works. "Mom," I said. "Oh, Junior," she said, and pulled me onto the couch with her. "I'm sorry, Mom. I'm so sorry. Don't leave me," she said. "Don't ever leave me." She was freaking out. But who could blame her? She'd lost her mother and her daughter in just a few months. Whoever recovers from a thing like that? Whoever gets better? I knew that my mother was now broken, and that she'd always be broken. "Don't you ever drink," my mother said to me. She slapped me once, twice, three times. She slapped me hard. "Promise me you'll never drink." "Okay, okay, I promise," I said. I couldn't believe it. My sister killed herself with booze, and I was the one getting slapped. Where was Leo Tolstoy when I needed him? I kept wishing he'd show up so my mother could slap him instead.